pull down together. I just,
yeah, you just press. You can press it together.
The Medrash Shrabe makes the comment, Hadol Dachsid, it's a possible thing. Lochrei, Shimi, Ameich, Vishich, Vishichri, Lochrei, Shimi, Bas, Uri, Vatei, Oznich, Vishich, Vishichro, Ameich, Ubeisovich. What's the shaykhas? That posse could, the first posse in Lachi. But actually, when we delve into the first posse, it seems that it's in the reverse order. When somebody leaves a country, so what does he leave first? His home. Then he goes number of miles, and he leaves the city. Then he marches to other cities, until he leaves the country. Let's say somebody wants to walk from Chicago, from New York, to Canada. So first he closes the door of the house. Then he traverses all the distance of New York City. Then he travels through upstate New York, through Rochester and Albany, you know. And then he comes to Niagara Falls. And then he crosses the border and he enters Canada. So the Torah, the Rebbeinu should have said, Lech lecho, beis avicho, ba'aretz techo, u'me'artzecho. So how is it that the Rebbeinu should mention it in the reverse order? So that's the answer given by the Medrash Rabbi. Hadol d'chsiv, lochen shimi bas, uri v'atech oznech. Because the initial to make your first physical journey, what's the big deal with the physical journey? Anybody can make a physical journey, but a spiritual journey. So when you make a spiritual journey, when you break off of the past with the pagan tradition of the ancestors, with all the idols and paganism and all the aberrations, so then the order is in reverse. First, he has to forget the culture of his land, the paganism of his land, homosexuality and lesbianism, and Moloch sacrifice. Then he has to forget the traditions and the customs of the city. Finally, the last thing is to forget the Beis Avich. Karachs. Practice. That's the Pshat in the Rishonim. Al-Oretz HaShareich. Be'eschol li'gegodil. Bavarechecho. La'agad lo shmecho. The Hebrew. So Rashi says, "Va'avolcho mivachecho mekalecho oya v'nivrechu v'cho kol mishpecha yisrado." Va'escho legigodeil zeu sheimim lekei Avram. Aberechecho zeu sheinim leke Yitzchok. Agad lo shmecho zeu sheinim leke Yaakov. Yochel yiyaches min bikulom kamulim avihei brocho. Bichocho yismi veloi ben. Now, in other words, he's saying this message, ki avom le keisog le Yaakov, but ksimeis le ki avom. What does it mean? Avom, according to Kabbalah, symbolized the midah of chesed. Yitzchok symbolized the midah of gvura, Yisrael's nefesh. And Yaakov, the midah of tiferes. What is tiferes? Tiferes of Kabbalah is the combination of chesed and gvura, the semes. Titin emes li Yaakov, chesed l'Avon. Avon is chesed. The big machneserach, who did chesed even to pagans, who worshipped the dust of the feet, and Yitzchok Vure was ready to give up his life for Akadosh Baruch Hu, and Yaakov tiferes. Emes. So we have to dedicate ourselves to Chesed and then to Gvura. The tragedy with the modern society, especially the non-democratic countries, they show Gvura but no Chesed. The Hamas terrorists show a lot of Gvura. Tremendous war, suicide squads. For what? To destroy human lives. What do we gain from it? Nothing. No chesed. First there has to be chesed. Then, once we inculcate the midah of chesed in our hearts and our minds, then we are ready to cultivate Gvura. Then we are ready to cultivate Emes. Emes. But the chsime has to be with chesed. As Chazal say, yesh lecha teira shel chesed v'yesh lecha teira she'ina shel chesed. Unfortunately, there are some Jews might be big Talmid Chachamim, but they are not interested in transmitting Torah to other Jews, in reaching out to all kinds of Jews, Orthodox Jews, non-Orthodox Jews, Reform Jews, conservative Jews, assimilated Jews, the Steyr Hashem Shel Chesed. So, what avail is it? So you have to say, with chesed. Then the Torah tells us the story of the Muhammad between the Melachim. Four kings against the five kings. Vayitzi melach zdein, umelach hamiro, umelach hadmo, umelach tzvoyin, umelach bela hutzea, vayaruchu ito mulchomo beine kasi. Eskidoleim amelach ilom, bisigo melach goyin, ועם רופל מלך שינו, ואריך מלך הלוסו, ארבו מלוכים אסחמישו. והנה כסידים בארז בארז חיימו, וינוסו מלך זדין ועמירו, ויפו שמו, ונשור עם הורנוס, ויקחו אסכור רכוזדום ועמירו, וסכור אוכלון, וילכו. יקחו אסלייף אסלחו שאי בן אחי אברון, וילכו בו יש בזדין. ויובי הפוליט, ויגעת לאברון העברי, ושיכון, ולנממרי, ומירי אחי אשקל, ואחי עונר, dreams about a piece of home. So then I heard about him. So he started to defend, protect his relative late. Then, and he won Malki Tzedek, the chain, Rachsholeim, Mitzlechem, Yoim, Uchayim, Lilelion, Vyachiva, Yina, Bo, Havom, Lilelion, Kishmaim, Boretz. ברוך אל אלין השם דין צורך ביודכו והייתם לי מי סמכיר היים המלאז ואים על אברום תן לי הנפש ברוך הוא שכח לך היים על אברום המלאז ואים על ימי סיודי אלי שם כאליון כאין שמיים לא רצים מחות בצריך נער ימקח מכל השלוך ולסיימר אני אשארתי סברום לא די רק אשר אוכל הנור עם החלק האנושי, אשר חולכו איתי, עוניר אשקל ממרם, ממרהים מכוחו. So, this shows Avram's midah chesed. So it manifests itself in two ways. Certain people who are dedicated to chesed in a real way, they demand chesed at the expense of the other fellow. And they demand chesed from the other fellow more than themselves. That's not Avram. So Avram said, no. בלודאי רק אשר אוכלו אנוכי הנורים וחלק האנושים אשר חולכו איתי עונר אשקל וממרי הם ייקחו חלק. As far as his own חלק is concerned, so that has been recognized throughout the ages, to the victor belong the spoils. But in regard to himself, he was not contented with the regular practice of to the victor among the spoils. But he wanted to be Mekadosh Hashem. But in regard to the other fellow, he didn't want to be Mekadosh Hashem. That's a Din Shulchan Aruch in Milchas Aveidah. That even though there is Aveidah of an Akum of a pagan, is Mutares, but still is Mechuyev to return it, the Kiddush Hashem. But suppose he finds the Aveide that really belongs to somebody else, suppose he has the Aveide that somebody else, another Jew found it, but it came to his possession, then he's not allowed to Mekadosh Hashem at the expense of other people. That's the midah of Avram of Chesed. Acharat dvorim eile oyu dvarad Yishem ala Avram b'mar zalei meir. Al tira Avram moneichi mogin loch schoch ha'av meid. Ha'im ala Avram ad Yishem lekim atitan li moneichi hilich hariri uven meshek beisi uda meshek alech. Ha'im ala Avram ha'gbilu nesati zorah. ונתבן באיסי עיר שאיסי, ונתבר עד השם מלפלי מאיר, לא ירוש חוזר, כי מה שייצא מייחו הוא ירושה, וייצא איסי החוצו ויימר, הבית נע השמיים, הוא ספירה כחולים, אם תוכל לספריס. היים עלי, כי ייקוי יזרח, מטר שרווה, סזייה, מייכון זוכו ישראל לברוך, בירקס קיין, וציברוך המשרש, לרח אחד ישם וישמרך, לא ירד ישם פונו ולכו בחנקו, יישד ישם פונו ולכו ויוסי לו, מי זוכו לך. So רב יהודה, רב נחם ין רבון, רב יהודה סז מעברום, שנמה כוי סיבורך אל בני ישראל, ונמה כאן כוי יזרח, was the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Yilorechecho ad Yishem v'yishmerecho. So Yivarechocho and Hashem Dimoni V'yishmerecho min amazikim. Wealth is a big bracha, but it's aliyah v'keitzma. It is usually coupled with a big curse. You see many wealthy people, Marvin Chosim Arbedog, they want to absorb everything, exploit the poor workers and the unfortunate people. Then they give a lot of zakah, Chakfala, give a lot of zakah, but it was at the expense of the poor people. So, Yorechacha Adishem V'yishmerecha B'momei. But you have to be on guard against falling prey to the pitfalls of wealth. V'yishmerecha M'namazim. And how will it be done? Kol Yezrachus. What it means. In other words, Avraham had to be an example to all other people. We have to set an example. A wealthy person has to set an example to other people. That's Rav Yehuda. Rav Nechemya Omar Yitzchak. Why Yitzchak? Because by the Akedah it's mentioned Vayim Avraham Anoro Shuluch and Pei Mechameya Vani Vana Nilcho Ad Koi Vinishtachave Vinashub Alech. So it's mentioned Koi and Koi Sivorchas Bei Yisrael. So that means Bishrus Yisrael. That's why we say Bishrus Avraham Avinu, Bishrus Yitzchak Avinu in Sida, you know, and Bishrus Ken Yerotzeim Bishrus Avraham Avinu, Ken Yerotzeim Bishrus Yitzchak Avinu, Ken Yerotzeim Bishrus Yaakov Avinu. What does it represent? Ani Vana Nilchat Koi. There has to be a good relationship between a father, a parent, a father and his son. Can transmit anything to children if there is not a good relationship. It has to be done with love. Not tough love, but real love. Rabbonon Amre Miyakov Shenema Koi Sivorchas Yisrael. Who is Yisrael? Yaakov Avinu. What does Yaakov represent? Tit Nemes Liyakov. Emes. So we say Yisra Adishem Pono Vilach Yosef HaShol. Rabbi Nishalom will lift his face. He will show you grace, but many times many rich people, powerful people, influential people, especially politicians who have a lot of power, kings of countries, president of countries, superpower, Tunde Rebbeinu Shalom showed so much grace, but they don't respond properly to the grace. They don't respond properly to the grace. The Rebbeinu Shalom showed so much grace to Rabin, who is Rabin, a small person. Does he cooperate? He's not in my mind, but he has to cooperate. So on the contrary, he tries to accommodate Arafat,
dark murderer, dark terrorist is everything. Even now, in connection with the terrible tragedy in regard to Nachshon Mordechai Wexman, who was kidnapped in Yerushalayim, Leini Hashemesh, and then they demanded the Hamat Rishoyim that Israel Rabin should release 200 Hamas terrorists. They already released Rabin, 300 terrorists. And what do the 300 terrorists? They are perpetrating new attacks. So Rabin was ready, but in view of the fact that Nachshon Mordechai Wexman is an American citizen, so Alan Christopher, the Secretary of State, warned Arafat if he doesn't discipline Hamas terrorists, there'll be a stop to the peace process. Shamnu Mikolom, Boishnu Mikolveya. Isn't it the most disgusting and embarrassing thing for the Jewish people, for the state of Israel? Could you think of a bigger Chilul Hashem? Why? Because Rabin, especially Peres, doesn't understand that when the Hashgacha, whether he believes in Hashgacha or not, suppose he doesn't believe, when for some reason, in his twisted mind, accidentally so much grace is shown to him, so he has to cough right now. Why? Because they are interested in Yisrael HaShalem at all costs. But what did the Novi Zechariah say? And that was a similar time, at the time when they had to build the Second Commonwealth. Never mind the union of Sholem, the Samaritans, one Sholem of you, they had to be equal partners, and Chas v'Sholem, the Samaritans with all their avles and all their riches, could you equate the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the Rotzchen Samaritans were not Rotzchen. They're not tzaddikim, but they're not Rotzchen. So the Novi Zechariah said, oh, emes v'Sholem, oh, Sholem is very important, but not Sholem at all costs. First has to be emes. He's been absolved. Vayimei lo vanyed Hashem asher yitzichom mukazdi. Lo tzitlucho esu ares aziz levishtu. ויאמר השם אלוקים במעיד כי ראשנו ויאמר אלוהיו כל יגלו משולשת ויעז משולשת ואיל משולש וטרף גזל. So Nicholas says, יגלו משולשת, three יגלות and three easing and three rams and birds, the dove and the pigeon. Now, so the Eglon Mishleshes, the Eizn Mishleshes, and the Eil Mishulosh represent Dume Seilah. The Seilah of Gezel represent Am Yisrael. But that's one Medrash. The other Medrash is
Shlisha Agolim, Remes Ligimu Polim, Parim Akipurim, Parim Domashel Tzibu, Via Grauf. But that's Kobonis that are brought by the Jewish people, not by the Messiah. Isn't there a steer? No, there is no steer. The actual Kobonis is brought by the Jewish people. But there is the letter of the law, and there is the spirit of the law. The chinuch in every mitzvah mentions medine ha-mitzvah. There's the letter of the law. And then he mentions mishoroshi ha-mitzvah, the spirit of the law. And the spirit of the law is not something extraneous to the letter of the law. It's imminent in the letter of the law. I'll mention just one example, an easy example. In the mitzvah of Anoki. So the mitzvah of Anoki implies, from the perspective of the letter of the law, that when an Ebedivri is released, whether because of sickness or because he was an Ebed for a number of years, some melee, he wants to retire because of Yevul or because of 6 years, so then the Odin has to give him his stipends of everything, of food, of clothing, of cash. That's like social security. Social security. There's a lot of them. So the Chinuch mentioned, if somebody is not an Ebedev, a regular employee or worker, and then who worked for a certain employer for a number of years in a factory, a shop, and then he wants to retire, so Mishosha Mitzvah has to give him a bonus. So he'll be able to spend the rest years of his life peacefully, without any problems. So, the Chinuch says, all that comes not within the mitzvah of Hanik Tanik, he say, but it comes within the mitzvah of Sisa Ayoshav Atei Ben Hashem. Some melee, as far as the letter of the law is concerned, so, Parim HaKippurim is limited to the Jewish people, not to the Messiah. But as far as the spirit of the law is concerned, it applies to everyone. What does Parim HaKippurim represent from the perspective of Shoroshi HaMitz? In other words, we have to do tshuva. Shouldn't think we are all good. אנחנו ואביסינו חתנו, אשמנו, בוגדנו, גזלנו. There is an element of every avera, no matter how righteous we are, there is still an element of an avera. Now, President Clinton is very nice. He sent about 50,000 troops to the Persian Gulf in order to protect Kuwait, who are the Kuwait, Rishoyim Gmurim, like the Iraqis, maybe more, bigger than Israel, to protect them. Why didn't President Clinton send 5,000 US troops against the Hamas terrorist, then the problem would have been solved in one day? That he didn't know. That he didn't do. Why? Because he doesn't know the point of view of the Shoroshi HaMitzvah on Parim HaKippurim. He's so nice. That was the problem. With Bush, it was also very nice. He started against Saddam Hussein, didn't finish the job. Now, President Clinton goes in his footsteps. Then, Parhelem Dovachal Tzipo. So
So who brings the korban? Leikes and Herjes, whether the Shvatim or the Bezdin, but whether the Shvatim bring the korban or Bezdin bring the korban, but whose responsibility is it? The Bezdin. In other words, if there is a problem, there is violence, of course, it's the responsibility of the parents of the schools, but primarily is the responsibility of the community, of the state, of Congress, of the president, of the courts especially. The same thing is true of Egla Ahufi. Shinimotzi cholob adom leineda miko zikne v'yira krevo. They have to say, Yodeinu Ro, Rishamano. So the Mishnah Seder says, Chesal al Daitcho, Shebezn, Ro, Telo, Shavirin, Leise, Upitan, Leise, Belo, Mizenis, Lelevai. Many people become violent, join the gangs. Why? Because they are deserted, there is no home life. So they feel depressed and they feel bitter, and then they blame their parents, especially society, and become listed. So, because the cause don't care. Violence. Why don't you try before he kills people to rehabilitate him and give him self-confidence? No, they don't do that. They don't follow up the Shorshi Amitzvah of Egla. Now, I want to mention one point that is discussed by Rav Shimshon Elchanan Hirsch. But that's for the army. But for the common people, they still ride on a donkey and a camel. You can see it in the light. He represents primitivity of men. Yodei Deva Keil Viat Kol Boy. Hu ye Nerod Ben Osho, Hu ye Tzorich Lichula. Vi Yodor Vi Dodiv Ne Enosho Yehein Tzrichale. Still true today. Everybody caters to the Arabs, to the Palestinians. Why? Because they have the oil fields. Still true today. Okay, that's all.